iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of The Walking Dead Recap Show, season finale, season 10. That's what we're going to be talking about. That's what I'm going to be giving my reaction to. It is Thursday, October 8th. I know it's been a minute. The season finale just aired on Sunday. I was super excited because it felt like, what, a year or so that we've been waiting for this big climactic finale of Beta and the Horde and the group all together. So it was great to see the final season finale. What, we got season 11 and then it's over, right? That's the news. Oh, man. But all we got, what? We got Daryl and Carol getting a spinoff show. I'm hearing the movie still supposedly happening. We got the Walking Dead World Beyond that started as well on Sunday. So, hey, The Walking Dead will continue. It'll keep going and going. So let's talk about season 10, episode 16, A Certain Doom. Now, I've got my favorite spots of this finale, all right? I'm not going to harp on a bunch of boring stuff. I'm just going to get to the meat and the potatoes of this episode. First thing I got to say is I was pretty impressed and pretty cool to see Ezekiel motivating Eugene like he did. Eugene was not feeling it. He was in his slums after having a bike wreck, obviously. And King Ezekiel was like, no, we're not quitting. We're not quitting. Get up. We're not doing it. So it was good to see him do that. And it was good to see Eugene snap out of his little issues he was having. Fee-fi-fo asshole from Negan. Negan and Daryl talking. Great. Always. Negan is one of my favorites. That was funny. Arrows. Killing the Whispers. Yes. As they were shooting the Whispers, and they would scream, and all of a sudden the Horde. I thought that whole part was pretty badass. I was a little concerned, though, because 30 minutes into it, we're still seeing all this stuff going on. I was like, man, if this finale does not take care of me in all my ways, I've been waiting so long for this, I'm going to be so upset. But 30 minutes into it, and then boom, of course, it takes off, as you all know. Let's see here. Negan going down the elevator shaft. I really thought he was leaving. I was like, he didn't even say goodbye to Judith. What's going on here? So I'm glad it all panned out the way it did at the end. The Oceanside chick, I don't even know her name. You know what? She took one for the team. I'm glad it wasn't Carol. And I'm glad it was her instead of Carol. Lydia, being the MVP of grabbing the backpack. I knew she was going to be out there because Negan gave her the mask. I didn't know she was going to pop up like that. Just shows you how badass she is, Lydia, because she's like a whisperer zombie. Like, she was Alpha's daughter. She knows all the tricks of the trades. I don't know why they're not using her more in these things. I know they don't trust her as because where she comes from, but still, if it wouldn't been for her, I don't know. Let's see here. Playing the music down the street as they're playing the music and the zombies are following it. And then all of a sudden the whispers are coming out one by one and it becomes like a target practice. And then the whispers grabbing zombies and using them for shields. I thought the whole scene was totally dope. Really enjoyed that. And then Gabriel telling everybody to leave, and he was going to take on the Whispers, and then bam, they come in. I really thought he was going to be dead. And then the super freaking masked ninja badass slicing machine comes out of nowhere, and come to find out, he's with Maggie. So I'm wondering where Maggie's been to have this kind of bodyguard on her. There's a lot of rumors that she's been hanging out maybe with the Commonwealth. I guess we'll see what happens with that. So I'm really glad to see Maggie back, even though she's kind of played with my emotions throughout all these seasons. But it seems like she's going to be a super badass. And this dude, I don't know if he's ever going to take his mask off. It's kind of like the Mandalorian, right? But more like a ninja. Let's see here. Beta seeing Negan, that whole scene there. I thought Negan was going to be in serious trouble. And then to see Daryl come out of nowhere and shove his knives in his eyes, I thought that was a serious badass kill. That is definitely a way I wanted to see Beta go. I didn't think he was going to go that soon, but I'm glad they didn't drag it out. But those knives go into his eyes. And then to see all the stuff that Beta went through, all the flashbacks and everything else, and then the way he just went out was just awesome. So kudos to everybody involved in that. And let's see what else. Zombies falling off the cliff. I'm glad Lydia and Carol didn't, even though we know it. Carol and Daryl getting their own spinoff, so we kind of knew that she wasn't going to die. But I was curious to see. I was wondering if Lydia was going to go down to kind of make it right, but I'm glad she stayed. Maggie sees Judith, which was cool. Connie, yes. Yes, she made it out, and she's now in the hands of Virgil, the crazy dude, which I'm hoping he's not crazy right now. I'm hoping that he's had an epiphany and he wants to help people. So it's good to see Connie's back, and I think Daryl's going to like that. And then finally at the end, Eugene, Princess, who I love, Yumiko, and King Ezekiel, all out there, the train yard. And I really thought, honestly, I really thought that zombies were going to come. Something was, either a sniper was going to take out one of them. It was just too peaceful at the end, right? And then they come to find out, soldiers come out of nowhere, like stormtroopers. And they happen to be the Commonwealth soldiers. I saw that on the Instagram of The Walking Dead. So I didn't know who they were. I've stopped reading the comics. There you go. So I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, I did a little research. It's very rare that I do this because I like to be surprised. I don't like to read anything. But basically, the Commonwealth is like 50,000 survivors living in Ohio, which I'm thinking we're seeing in The Walking Dead, The New World, right? Is that what it is? I can't remember. Jesus Christ. I'm going mind blank right now. Either way, it looks like the Commonwealth has a governor named Pamela Milton, who happened to be possibly the lady meeting Maggie back in, was it season 8, who was really cool and traded all the stuff for stuff that Maggie almost messed that up. There's a rumor that she might be the governor, or I don't know. That's what the internet's saying. But I guess I'll have to wait and see, right? We'll all have to wait and see. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I thought it was a great season finale. Waiting a year, I have to admit, I was happy. I was content. It was a nice little Christmas present, setting it up. And then coming into the new series, and of course, this coming up Sunday, Fear of the Walking Dead, which I have to catch up. If anybody follows me, you know I recap this with my friend Jesus from Dysfunctional.com, and we haven't been able to catch up because this pandemic in real life and family and kids, it's just so hard. And I'm still trying to watch some of them, so I'm trying to wrap that up. I still got the rest of season 4, season 5, and of course, the new season starts next Sunday, so I think I'm just going to record them and slowly get there. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I guess we'll see what happens. But either way, thank you so much for tuning in, and I appreciate you listening, and feel free to follow my blog, iWatchMike.com. Everything's on there, my Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, feel free to leave a comment. Let me know how you felt about the finale. If not, it's all good. Stay safe, mask up, be good. And I'll see you around for Fear of the Walking Dead. Just look up Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show anywhere you listen to podcasts, and hopefully I pop up there. All right, people, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.